Hello. My name's Ian. That's with an I. I'm from originally Chisholm, Minnesota, which is about 4 hours north of here. I came to this wonderful area due to the Grissoms for karate. And actually, Salvation was like the farthest thing on my list. And that's no lie. I went to the University of Minnesota. I graduated with a bachelor's degree in biology. And I know a lot of you are probably already cringing after that. I was actually taught to confront people like you and try to convince you that evolution is real.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing. So when I came to church, off Stephanie's request, I kind of was kind of twisted around. I'd taken upper-level biochemistry, evolution, comparative anatomy classes, cadaver lab, you name it, I've taken it. I've taken upper-level bio, upper-level chemistry classes, and it was just kind of hard to put things together. Honestly, being a Catholic background, I was used to the idea, if it was good enough for your father, it's good enough for you. So that's kind of how I looked at biology and whatnot. Honestly, I didn't even really care about biology. I was actually just trying to get into PT school. And you're probably saying, well, what's this have to do with your testimony? Well, I'm getting there. Sorry. I'm trying. What happens is, what's happened in my life this last year is actually a lot of great things, and I don't want to disrespect any of them. What happens is, a year ago, I came to this church, and I was miserable. Not at church, but just miserable. With just life, I'd applied to PT school, didn't get in. Grades, you know, I was told I wasn't going to get the grades I needed to get into PT school. Jobs weren't looking really good. I was kind of scared I was going to head back up north and work in the mines like my father did, whom, you know, a great man, worked for 34 years in the mines. But this really wasn't what I really wanted my life to be. Up north, there's a lot of drugs and drinking, and it's really easy to kind of fall into that kind of stuff. And karate kind of saved me from it. So I want to try to stay with karate and things like that. I started coming to church, and I was like, you know, I don't think this is going to help me at all, but, you know, whatever. And actually, surprisingly, it did. I started coming to church more and more. I remember after my first time, I sat in my car, and I was like, you know, do I come back or do I don't come back? And honestly, on a whim, I decided to keep coming, and again, I'm very happy I did. Things started to make more sense. Stephanie made me get a Bible, which was one of those things. I was like, well, Bible, I mean, when I came here, you guys were opening your Bibles. I was like, those are the things you're supposed to put on your table stand, like dust off every once in a while. You're not supposed to open it up. The funny thing is, I am asking, I said, this testimony, I am asking to join your church just to leave. I don't mean to. It's just kind of how things kind of laid out. But my last church, I actually couldn't wait to leave. As a Catholic, it was a lot of fun stuff. But like I said, I've learned a lot here. I've learned that if I trust in God, everything will pretty much just fall into place for you. And that doesn't mean it'll fall into place your way, but it will fall into place the best way for you. What I have found is, like I said, before I came to church, before I really kind of got right with the Lord, I've really learned, like I had, like, everything was a mess. And like I said, now I'm in PT school. I'm now dating the most beautiful woman in the world. I'm sorry. And she's going to marry me. I don't know how that went. That's a miracle in itself right there.
She told you she was
gone. Yeah, she did. On a consistent basis. And like I said, I was also able to find work here to stay and get things to work out. And like I said, I mean, I can't really count the ways how God's has helped me and just everything like that. I mean, even going to Arizona, I mean, Pastor Grissom's mother I'm going to stay with because he's like 20 minutes away from campus. It's just ridiculous. It's just how amazing how things just kind of land into place. I mean, you could say it's coincidence, but it's not. I mean, I've never had things work for me like this before, and I'm very, very eternally thankful for it. So on March 14th of 2010, I was sitting here in the morning, and, you know, I decided, you know, well, today I'm going to get saved. Today it's going to happen. Pastor Stevens did not have the invite that morning, so that was kind of a fun afternoon because I was so scared I was going to hit by a car or something was going to happen, you know. It's like, so, you know, I'm on the phone with Steph, and I'm like, you know, you know, that's what I was going to try to do because I was really kind of pushing out. I've been at church for 3 or 4 months, and I was like, you know, you're going to get saved, you're not going to get saved. I pretty much had deduced I was the only non-saved person in the church. And then, like I said, that night I came back, and it was the longest service ever, but at the end I was able to finally come forward and accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. But that's honestly my testimony. It's not very long. It's kind of short and sweet, but that's basically a sum up of what's happened. I've been saved for about a year, and like I said, I've also recently been baptized, and now just giving my testimony. When I go to Arizona, I know I'm going to try to find, with the help of the Grissoms, a church, and try to keep going to church and try to keep God in my life, but God has a special spot in my life, as does Stephanie, and hopefully as we grow older together, again, Lord will be guiding us and all that kind of fun stuff. So that's basically my testimony. If I keep talking, I'll just start to ramble about stuff, and it's just kind of whatever. But that's all I kind of got.
Amen.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ian.
No worries.